Welcome back to AI Unraveled. Buckle up, because we're taking a deep dive into the AI Daily Chronicle from February 14th, 2025. And let me tell you, it's packed with exciting news. OpenAI is making huge moves. Elon Musk is, well, Elon Musk. And there are some seriously cool developments in AI video generation. We're going to break it all down for you.
Yeah, it's wild. AI isn't just evolving, it's exploding with all these advancements popping up. It feels like we're on the edge of some major changes in how we use tech.
You got that right. So let's kick things off with OpenAI. They're streamlining their product line, and GPT 4.5, codenamed Orion, is coming soon. It's going to be their last non-chain of thought model. Now, you might be thinking, hold on, what's a chain of thought model?
Right, good question.
Well, think of it like this. It's a way to train AI that helps it break down big, complicated tasks into smaller, logical steps. Kind of like how we humans think things through, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like giving the AI a roadmap instead of just throwing it into the deep end. And that's really important because it makes the AI more transparent and understandable, especially as these models get more and more complex.
Exactly. But hold on to your hats because it gets even more interesting. GPT-5 is in the works. And rumor has it, it's going to be a total game changer. Picture this, an AI model that can jump between tasks effortlessly, writing code 1 minute, composing music the next, all while staying super intelligent. Pretty mind-blowing, right?
It really is. That kind of versatility makes you wonder how they're going to pull it off. Maybe they're using a modular architecture where different parts of the model specialize in certain tasks. Or perhaps there are massive advancements in training techniques that let a single model learn from a wider range of data. Who knows?
And get this, OpenAI wants to give free access to standard intelligence on GPT-5 to every ChatGPT user. Of course, they'll have higher intelligence tiers for Plus and Pro subscribers, but even the free version is supposed to be insanely powerful.
Wow, that's a bold move. Looks like OpenAI is trying to walk that fine line between making AI accessible to everyone and keeping their business afloat. It'll be interesting to see how this tiered access impacts how AI is used and develops across different industries.
Oh, but the story isn't end there. Remember Elon Musk, one of the guys who started OpenAI? Well, he wants to buy their nonprofit division. But there's a catch. He only wants it if they stay nonprofit. This clash over OpenAI's future could have huge consequences for AI development as a whole.
Yeah. If Musk gets his way, it could mean a shift away from the commercial model we've been seeing lately, potentially leading to more focus on ethics and open source development. But we also have to consider the downsides. Relying solely on donations might limit the resources available for research and pushing AI forward.
True, true. And speaking of ethics, OpenAI is updating its model spec, basically their rule book for responsible AI development.
Yeah.
They're aiming for that sweet spot between freedom of expression and keeping things safe. They're even thinking about adding a grown-up mode for adult content while keeping harmful stuff completely out.
It's a crucial step. As AI gets better at creating human-like text and content, having strong ethical guidelines is absolutely essential. OpenAI taking the lead on this could set the standard for other companies in the field.
Now, let's switch gears for a minute and talk about Musk's other AI venture, Grok 3, his very own chatbot. And he's calling it scary smart, saying it beats even ChatGPT and DeepSeek. What do you make of that?
Well, Musk credits Grok 3's smarts to its unique training data. Instead of relying on real-world data, which can be messy and biased, Grok 3 is trained on synthetic data. This means the training is more controlled and focused, potentially leading to an AI that's more logically consistent and makes fewer mistakes.
And Musk says Grok 3 can actually learn from its own blunders, making it more accurate over time. Imagine that, a chatbot that gets smarter with each mistake.
Yeah, that ability for self-correction and to improve its own reasoning is a huge step in AI. It brings us closer to having truly self-learning systems that can constantly improve without us humans needing to step in all the time.
So we've got OpenAI pushing the limits with GPT-5 and Elon Musk shaking things up with Grok 3. Two very different approaches, both going head-to-head.
Yeah, and the stakes are high. It's not just about the tech itself. It's about different philosophies on how AI should be made and used. The choices these companies make will have a big impact on the future of AI and how it shapes society.
Absolutely. But let's shift focus from text to something even more exciting. Images and video. Things are getting really interesting there.
It's a whole new world. Being able to generate images and video, not just text, opens up endless creative possibilities, but of course it also brings up a whole new set of ethical concerns.
Right on. Adobe is diving into this world headfirst with its Firefly video model. It's specifically made for content creators, and they're putting a big emphasis on intellectual property safety. They trained it on licensed and public domain stuff, so there are no worries about copyright infringement.
Smart move by Adobe. They're targeting creators who are worried about the ethical and legal headaches of AI-generated content, which could give them a competitive edge.
And speaking of competition, this sets up a fascinating battle. Adobe, with its focus on playing it safe versus OpenAI, and its groundbreaking Sora video generator, which has been making headlines for its ability to create unbelievably realistic and imaginative videos from simple text prompts.
It's a clash of priorities. It all comes down to this. Will creators prioritize ethics and safety or go for raw creative power? That's the million-dollar question.
It's a question that's going to shape the future of AI content creation, and we'll definitely be diving deeper into that in just a bit.
We will indeed. But when we come back, we'll be exploring the wider impact of all these AI advancements, looking at everything from personal privacy to the global power dynamics at play. It's going to be a wild ride, so stick around.
Welcome back. Now, where were we?
Ah, yes, digging deeper into the impact of all these AI advancements. One story that really highlights the ethical concerns is what happened with Scarlett Johansson.
Oh, yeah. That deepfake video of her went viral, and now she wants to ban the whole technology altogether.
Well, it's understandable why she'd feel that way. Deepfakes can create these incredibly realistic but totally fake videos, which raises all sorts of questions about privacy, consent, and the potential for spreading misinformation. This whole incident really shines a light on how AI could be misused.
It is kind of scary to think about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what if someone with bad intentions gets a hold of this technology? It could be used to damage reputations, manipulate people, or even incite violence. And it's not just celebrities who are at risk. It could be anyone.
Exactly. And it makes it clear that we need some serious regulations and ethical guidelines around this whole deepfake thing. We need to figure out how to balance the benefits of AI with the potential harm it could cause, all while making sure people's rights are protected. It's a tricky situation for sure.
No kidding. It's like walking a tightrope.
Yeah.
And speaking of tricky situations, Google is getting some heat for testing a new AI system that estimates users' ages.
Ah, yes. That's another example of how AI brings up complex issues around data privacy. Google says they're doing it to improve content moderation and protect kids online, which sounds good on the surface. But using an AI system to analyze data and determine someone's age raises concerns about surveillance and how that information might be used in the future.
It feels like we're always trying to find the right balance between using AI for good and making sure it doesn't end up being used against us.
You got it. It's a constant balancing act and a conversation we need to keep having as a society. What are the limits of AI? How do we make sure it's used ethically and responsibly? These questions are only going to become more urgent as AI gets more advanced.
You're absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
And speaking of advancements, let's switch gears and talk about the global AI race for a bit. It looks like China is making some serious progress, especially when it comes to AI chips.
This is a big deal because those chips are the brains of AI systems. China's advances in this area could shift the balance of power in the AI industry. It's not just about the technology itself, it's about the economic and geopolitical implications too.
Right. DeepSeek, a Chinese AI company, is making waves with their efficient AI models. And these models are helping local chipmakers lower costs and compete on a global scale.
That's a clear sign that China is serious about becoming a leader in the AI industry. They're investing a lot in research and development, and they're definitely making progress. This is going to have a big impact on the global economy and the political landscape.
It's fascinating how AI isn't just changing technology, it's changing politics and economics too.
Yeah.
It's a truly transformative force, and it feels like we're just getting started.
Absolutely. AI is going to touch every aspect of our lives. It's not just about the technology, it's about the choices we make about how we develop it and use it. It's about our values, our ethics, and the kind of future we want to create.
You know, it makes me think back to our earlier conversation about Adobe and OpenAI competing in the video generation space. I'm curious to get your take on this. Adobe is all about being ethical and legally safe, while OpenAI seems to be pushing the boundaries with Sora's raw generative power. Do you think one approach is going to win out in the end?
That's a great question. It's hard to say for sure. Adobe's commitment to intellectual property safety is definitely a big plus for creators who are worried about copyright issues. And their Firefly video model seems to give users a lot of control over the creative process.
But OpenAI Sora is generating a lot of buzz because it can create these incredibly realistic and imaginative videos. It's really pushing the limits of what's possible with AI video generation.
That's true, but we can't ignore the potential risks that come with such advanced technology. If anyone can create hyper-realistic videos with just a few clicks, what does that mean for the spread of misinformation? How will we know what's real and what's fake? These are serious questions we need to grapple with.
Yeah, those are big questions for sure. It seems like every step forward in AI opens up a whole new set of ethical and societal challenges.
It does, and that's why it's so important to have these conversations. We need to think critically about the implications of AI and work together to make sure it's developed and used responsibly.
You're absolutely right. This has been such a thought-provoking discussion. I really appreciate you joining me on this deep dive into the world of AI.
It's been my pleasure. I always enjoy exploring these topics with someone as enthusiastic as you.
And now, as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, let's turn our attention to some final thoughts about where we go from here. What does the future hold for AI? Stick around for that.
You know, it's amazing we've covered so much ground already, and it still feels like we're just scratching the surface of this AI revolution.
I know, right? And the crazy thing is, it's only going to get faster from here. This AI Daily Chronicle we're looking at, it's just a glimpse, a snapshot of where things are right now.
Yeah. Who knows what mind-blowing stuff we'll be talking about next week? It's exciting, but honestly, it's a bit overwhelming, too.
I get it. It's like exploring a whole new world. There's a sense of wonder and possibility,
yeah.
But also this feeling of, whoa, where is this all going?
Yeah.
I think that's what makes it so captivating. Yeah, definitely. And it really highlights how important it is to stay flexible and keep learning if we want to thrive in this AI-powered future.
Couldn't agree more. This is where critical thinking is key. It's not enough to just absorb information. We need to question it, analyze it, and think about the bigger picture. We can't just sit back and watch. We have to be active participants in shaping how AI develops.
So as we wrap up our deep dive, what's the one big takeaway you hope our listeners walk away with?
I think the most important thing to remember is that AI is a tool, and like any tool, it can be used for good or bad. The future of AI isn't set in stone. It depends on the choices we make today. So let's make wise choices, and let's work together to build a future where AI benefits everyone.
Beautifully said. It's a powerful reminder that we all have a part to play in shaping the AI landscape. And speaking of playing a part, I want to thank all our listeners for their incredible support. AI Unraveled is a listener-supported podcast, and your contributions make this whole thing possible. If you're enjoying our deep dives into the world of AI, please consider making a donation. You'll find a link in the show notes. And for any businesses out there looking to connect with our amazing AI enthusiast audience, we have advertising opportunities available. Just check out the link in the show notes and let's chat about how we can help you reach your target market. That's all for today's deep dive. Thanks for joining us on this incredible journey through the ever-changing world of artificial intelligence. Until next time, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. The future is in our hands.